the metaverse and beyond. This is the Chris Fade Show.
Salut, chico, pick me some 305.
It's Lizzo.
Yo, what up, this is Macklemore.
Hi, this is Gary Vee.
It's Doja Cat.
Chris Fade Show.
Where the stars live.
Chris Fade.
Chris Fade.
Pretty Malik.
Pretty Malik.
And
Big Rossi.
Big Rossi.
Virgin Radio.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. It's 6:01. We're live across the UAE. What's going on? Are your headphones working, guys?
No.
Oh, mine are.
No.
Yeah,
it's all right. I sound great. You guys can't hear yourselves.
No, we can't hear anything.
That's great.
Yeah, it's nice to do the checks on air, isn't it?
You know, you guys, you know, what do you want me to do? My system's working. I sound fantastic.
I'll sort it out, don't
worry. Let me just fix. I sound fantastic. Astic, astic.
Now we have astic. No control.
That's it. You guys don't need to do anything right now. Just sit and enjoy. We're not talking to anyone. So we wear our headphones, right? And the only reason why we really need it for two reasons. Number one is to hear when you call us. So when you call us on the phone, we need to have our headphones on so we can hear the calls.
Yeah.
We can't have them out on a loudspeaker. Because if we had them on a loudspeaker, it would sound something like this. Ready? How can you... Does it sound weird like that? It may not be. I don't know. Let me hold on.
I can't tell.
Oh, you're going to...
Hear that sound?
That's not... Chris, this
Stop.
Is...
It's oh, wow.
6:02 in the morning, mate.
Oh, wow. That hurt my ears then.
Yeah.
That's how it would sound, basically. So that's why we have to wear our headphones. Secondly, we like the sound of our own voice. We want to hear it.
Yeah.
But me and Prithi, we're at that much of a professional level now that we don't need them, do we?
Not really. I kind of needed it in the news to know when to talk.
Yeah, because
might
she needs.
Be nice.
Yeah, we need it. Somewhat professionalism. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good morning for a Tuesday morning. I hope everyone's doing well. That desert sandstorm has somewhat settled, which is good. We can now see the skyline. You can see the buildings in front of you.
Clouds.
Yeah, go wash your car. Go wash your car now.
Finally,
I think it's safe to wash the car. It was like an inch of just sand all over the car yesterday when I went to take it for a drive. Right?
I know, but you'd leave your car out for half an hour and it would be covered.
Yeah, and I don't know if you got it inside your houses or your apartments, but it just gets in no matter what you've got. It's all there. Looks like it's fairly much clean and clear today, which is fantastic stuff as well. Hey, on the show today, are you lonely in Dubai?
Oh.
Are you lonely in the UAE? We're going to try to help you out here, and I'll explain more coming up, all right? There's more on that coming up. Rossi's pub quiz still to come. Talking about all this sand that we have, I've found the best invention, and you're going to want this.
Okay.
All right? It's really, really fantastic. You've got to hear this, all right? And we'll do the pub quiz back at 7:10 this morning. We've got 10,000 dirhams cash, so it's a big show lined up. Thanks for hanging out with us at 6:03. I took an Uber today to work because I've got to go somewhere after the show, right?
Yeah.
And I was in one of those ones where, you know when you just get in a taxi or you get in a car and you just put your head down and you're on your phone?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was just doing that. And the next thing you know, I ended up on near Atlantis the Palm. Our office is in Media City.
Why not?
Yeah, our office is in Media City and I just had my head down. And
Was it your fault?
No. I just looked up. I'm like, where am I? And then I go, so where are you going? He's like, location's Atlantis the Palm. I said, nah, it's not.
Are you sure you didn't press it from last time when we did a broadcast there or something?
That's what I thought, because the last time I used probably this service was on our last show when I was in the Atlantis. No, but I had a look. My location was right. I said to him, can I get my... shout out to Abdul, who's the driver. I said, can I get your phone for a second, mate? And he gave me the phone. Location was where I put it, which was here. I don't know. Maybe I was getting a free tour of the Atlantis. It was fantastic. Let me just tell you, the Atlantis looks fantastic at this time of the morning, all right?
It always does.
6:05, who's our first caller of the morning? Where are you Tuesday? Come on. You may have never, as I say, called a radio station before. You may have never called a radio show in your life. Let's change it up for you. Do something different. Call me right now. I want to talk to you. I just want to find out what you're doing. What are you up to? How's your life? My mum would always say, Khalili. Is that right? Khalili?
Khalili
Inti? What does that mean? Every time I hear Eminem do that, I always think it's Khalili.
What is Khalili? Like
my darling? What is it? Khalili.
It's usually like Khalili Yak.
Yeah. Khalili.
It's very hard to explain.
You can't explain that. You can't translate that.
Like, it's hard to translate. It's just like your mind. Like, God protect your mind.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that translation, Nala. Appreciate it. 6:10, Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Wake me up before you leave.
It is
All right, our first callers. Let's see what we got going on our phones right now. Is it Emmanuel? Emmanuel?
Yes, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Morning, everyone. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right, man. What are you doing? Let's paint the picture of where Emmanuel's at right now. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing a taxi job right now.
Hey.
I'm waiting for a customer.
Are we busy? Are you getting lots of work?
Yeah, I'm doing a work right now.
Okay. Are there a lot of rides? I remember, like, you know, I say that because I remember in COVID time when we had a few taxi drivers on the show, they were like, yeah, man, we're lucky to get like two or three rides a day. Are we back to full capacity? Are we busy again?
Yeah, I'm very excited to talk to you guys.
He doesn't want to tell me that he's busy or
it's
not.
Okay.
All right, that's all right.
It's all right.
I'm more excited to talk to you, Emmanuel. How long you been driving a taxi here in the country? How long you been driving for?
I'm been driving taxi for like a year right now.
Okay.
It's been like a year.
And where's home? Where's the home?
My home is around Al Nahda.
But where are you from personally, like the family?
My family is living in Ethiopia.
Beautiful, bro. Beautiful, mate. Well, listen, God bless you. Here's one last question. Do you get tips? Do people tip you as a taxi driver?
Yeah, of course, they are good customers. They give me tips.
Okay. So, but like, let's say you had 10 customers in the day. How many would give you a tip out of those 10? Is it one person, three people, or how many people would give you a tip out of that 10?
It depends on the customer. Some customers give me good tips, or some customer gave me like an appreciation, like and thank you.
You don't want to thank you. That's a given, guys. Everyone should be saying thank you. Tip your drivers. Yeah, everyone give them a little tip. Honestly, it's a little. After coming back from America, you tip anyone.
You tip everyone.
You got to tip the guy that just. So you go get a takeaway coffee. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I go to a cafe and there's a guy just standing there. Mm-hmm. I said, hi, can I get a takeaway coffee? Or to go, sorry. I can't say takeaway. They don't understand. You guys don't understand takeaway.
No, it's to go.
Can I get a coffee to go, thanks? And the guy goes, doot, 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 doot. Thank you. Would you like to swipe or are you paying cash? Swipe, please. Okay, you'll see a screen there with the tips if you feel it.
Yeah, but if you don't pay, they chase you out of the shop, don't they?
And it starts at 18%, 20%, 22%. So I'm like, this guy's done nothing for me. He's just pressed a button.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind tipping when you get the good service or, you know that they're bringing it to the table.
It's out of control.
It is.
It's because of the way the pay is set up, which is the worst thing ever.
Some of the lower-end pays now have gone up, right? They have. The minimum wage has gone up in a lot of places. I was talking to a business owner about it the other day.
Not federally.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't even... Listen, pretty... You drop big words like federally, I'm out of this conversation, okay?
You.
I'm gone. Emmanuel, you're an absolute legend. Have a great morning and God bless you, okay?
All right, thank you. Thank you. Same to you.
All right.
Have a nice day.
There it is. All right, there he is, Emmanuel. Shout out all our taxi drivers right now. Doing their thing, man. Getting this city going. Getting this country going.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
All the E! News. First. The Gossip. Pretty Malik's Gossip.
All right, now, in this gossip, I've been told Rossi's acting debut could be happening, so I'm not sure what this is all about.
We will
come to that.
Yes.
But first, what have you got, Pretty?
Lots to get through. Drake, congratulations to him. He has become the first artist in history to earn 100 top 20 hits on the Billboard Hot 100. And he broke the all-time record for most top 5 hits among all artists in the history of the Billboard charts, surpassing the Beatles.
Wow.
This man is unstoppable.
That's amazing. Good on him.
He's celebrating on his Instagram as
he's
well.
Cool. So. He's so cool.
He makes good music.
He does make good music. He seems like he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I feel like he doesn't burn bridges.
No.
He doesn't come out trying to be this gangster that wants to hurt other. He just does his thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's talk Kylie Jenner. So she turned 25 last week. She received a one-of-a-kind present worth $100,000. It was from her mom, Kris Jenner. She gave her a rare three-tone Hermes Birkin bag. It's so rare that there are only 3 made in the world, Kylie Jenner is now one of the owners.
Those Birkins, I didn't realize how expensive they were.
Yeah.
They're like...
$100,000 for a bag.
Yeah, and they're tiny as well, some of them.
Some of them are really tiny. This one is not that tiny,
man.
But yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Has Caroline Stanbury got one of them?
I think so. I think so.
She seems the type of person who'd have one.
All right, Rosie. Zayn, it looks like he's missing his One Direction days. He posted up a video of himself singing Night Changes, and his voice is just incredible.
Is it? Yeah, he's got a good voice. Saying, Zane, yeah. That Pillow Talk song that he did on his own is still one of my faves.
Yeah.
Everything that you ever dreamed of disappearing when you wake up, but there's nothing to be afraid of. Even when the night.
I don't know if it's that good.
I thought it was really good.
Really?
Y'all are just hating.
You will never be
right. They're just jealous.
It's like that lazy TikTok voice, isn't it? That's what it is.
It's just like
jealous.
Zane, wake up.
Everything.
It's beautiful.
Everything.
Anyways.
I think, you know, those boys. There must be a little bit of jealousy about what Harry Styles has achieved since leaving that band.
I'm assuming this is why Zayn posted that.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I've got talent.
And like, Niall was up there as well.
Okay, listen, Rossi, I'm about to talk about you. So
yeah, go on, tell Chris, go on.
So, I saw this, and I instantly thought of Rossi.
Okay.
The Crown is looking for an actor to play Prince William on the upcoming season.
Hold on.
No, he's had a hair transplant,
now, listen,
Rossi.
Prince William's
going bald.
Listen to me. This is the ad on the casting website. I'll read it. It says, Netflix series The Crown is searching for an exceptional young actor to play Prince William.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Young, exceptional. He's lost that already.
Right? Excuse me. I'm the same age as Prince William.
Yeah. So this is a significant role in this award-winning drama, and we're looking for a strong physical resemblance. Now, you don't have to have any acting experience. Now, they want to start filming in September, so we got to get this audition going.
Okay,
so,
first thing, diet. Okay, yep.
So, I found the speech that Prince William gave at the Queen's Jubilee.
Okay.
So, you need to deliver this as Prince William.
All right. So, give him the script. Rossi, up next. You're going to have to deliver this, and we're going to judge you to see if you could possibly play Prince William in The Crown. Can I just see that script real quickly?
Sure.
I just want to see, make sure it's...
it's just a little bit of the speech from the Queen's Jubilee.
He struggles to read sometimes. I also go through. Good evening, everyone. You can say that. It's wonderful. Rossi Buckingham, obviously, you're from there.
Buckingham, okay.
Yeah. It's IMAX. Don't say IMAX, okay?
But I say Buckingham.
Yes, you say it the way you say it.
You say it the way you say it.
I don't think he'd say Buckingham.
Okay, all right. Up next, Rossi auditions for The Crown. You will judge him, all right? You will judge him. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Who would have thought this song, though?
Yeah.
When it was released in the mid-80s, it really didn't do anything. It didn't make really any sort of top 20, or it was just one of those songs that you sort of heard every so often.
Yeah.
And then, 40 years later?
Yeah, it's not, in my opinion, not her best work.
Why, what else has she got, Kate Bush?
Wuthering Heights.
I have no idea. How does that sound?
Such a good song.
Sing it.
Oh, can't. It's a bit high for me, but it's so good, the hook. Wuthering Heights.
I'll find it now. Wuthering Heights. Kate Bush.
W-I-T-H-E-R.
If you just type in Wuthering, it comes up. Either Wuthering.
Hey.
There we go. Let's
it was
listen.
Popular?
Yeah.
Like it was on charts.
She's got.
Fast forward.
Oh my gosh, she's scary. Look at this.
She was so weird. But so amazing.
I don't know
why she reminds me of Cyndi Lauper, but she does.
Well, everyone in the 80s, that's how they looked, didn't they?
Big hair.
This what you know, listen.
I don't know.
You know that one.
Who is she?
Nala, this is Kate Bush, the girl. But this is what Rossi said, this is her better song. Dude, this is horrible.
This I'd rather so listen bad. To Running Up That
what,
Hill.
What a woman.
Why does her voice sound like that?
That's how she sings.
But that's not how she sings in the song.
Yeah, I'll take, let's not rely on Rossi for music.
Excuse me, that's a classic.
But you said it's better than Running Up That Hill?
It is.
Listen.
What have you heard a song like that?
I don't want to. That is better than this?
Nah, I like this better.
Come on.
I think so. You'll never hear a song like Wuthering Heights again.
There's probably a reason.
Thankfully we won't. All right, so to recap, Pretty, you've just told us that The Crown, which is one of the biggest TV shows series in the world, they're looking for an actor to play Prince William.
Yes, the casting website, the ad on the casting website reads, Netflix series The Crown is searching for an exceptional young actor to play Prince William in the next series. Shooting begins next month. No prior acting experience is required. And they're looking for a strong physical resemblance.
Okay.
So, I mean... Big Rossi over here.
Well, I mean, we're going to put it to the test right now to find out. Now, the scene that they've asked for us to recreate or reenact with the actor is one from Prince William at the Platinum Jubilee.
He gave a speech, so obviously that's a good marker to see how close the actor will be to Prince William.
All right, he's got a very strong jawline, hasn't he?
We are trying to get rid of Rossi on the show slowly, so this could be a possible a possible job for him. Here we go. Let's have a listen to the real Prince William here. Have a listen.
It's wonderful to be here with you on this incredible night. And great to see Buckingham Palace turned into a giant IMAX screen. As I watch those extraordinary images, it does make me think.
You've got it?
You got it? Okay.
So
he's very relaxed, Rossi. So chilled out. Chill out.
All right, so that's the real Prince William. Now, how does Prince Rossi do? Here we go. Over to you, Big Rossi.
Why am I at the football?
Sorry, it's the only crowd effect I could get.
Good evening, everyone. It's so wonderful to be here with you all on this incredible, incredible night. And great to see Buckingham Palace turned into a giant IMAX screen. While no one's grandmother thanks them for talking about their age, my own grandmother has been alive for nearly a century. Granny, I love you.
That's not in the script.
He calls her Granny, though.
Okay.
In that time, mankind has benefited from unimaginable technological developments and scientific breakthroughs. Granny, I love you. And although those breakthroughs have increased our awareness of the impact humans have on our world, our planet has become more fragile. Granny, I love you, Granny.
I feel like you had a really strong start. Yeah, but what happened?
They booed you. No, it wasn't bad. It wasn't
like, it was
bad.
Good, though.
My voice is quite...
Hold on one second. Let me have a listen to him again.
I'm so proud that my grandfather... And my father
got to do that line.
Part of those efforts.
I'm so proud that my grandfather and my grandmother have been part of those efforts.
I think he could do it. He could do it. Give me a round of applause there, Ross. There we go.
Just need to get rid of the hair transplant, shave a baldy head, and I'm ready.
Yeah, you could. They could use makeup. They could do makeup to look like you know.
Yeah.
You probably need to get your teeth done. Let's see your teeth. Yeah, you'd have to get your teeth done.
I need to get a jawline as well. I haven't had the jawline.
Yeah, some fillers in your jawline. We'll probably put that in there.
I don't think I had a jawline.
Yeah, well, probably your ears are about the same size. He's got fairly large ears, doesn't he? You probably have to drop about 4 or 5 kilos. You want to do it?
I'm ready.
I know someone. We'll get him in. Let's get him in.
Let's get him in?
Yeah, Rossi. Yeah, let's get him in. Crown 2023.
Let's do it.
Done. Nala joined us in studio right now. I was just casually sitting here, just relaxing, acting no fool. I was shooting some b-ball outside of... No, sorry, wrong song. I was sitting on my chair and having a sip of my coffee, just like literally how that song played, and Nala came to me and said, you should do a fit check. And I went...
What did you say?
I said, I'm fit. I do fitness checks all the time. I've gone to the doctor and I at the gym all the time. I'm getting tracked.
That's really good, but that's
now,
not
then
what
Then Nala
you said.
And Pretty just laughed at me and I went, what are you laughing at?
That's not what it means.
What's a fit check?
Outfit check. Get it?
Oh my gosh. Did you know that, Rossi?
Outfit check.
Yeah. Fit check. Outfit check.
Well, like on your Instagram or something.
Yeah, you just put your phone, go like, oh, fit check, and then you say what you're wearing. At least we know what it is.
What do you want me to say? You want to go on my Instagram and go,
no, because a lot
fit
of
check.
No, you don't say fit check. Say fit check.
Okay.
Don't say fit
Who
check.
Who says fit check?
This is how it started.
But don't say fit check. So why is because a lot of times, like today, Chris, you look great.
He looks
so
great.
So a lot of people will want to know where are your pants from or where's your shirt from.
Okay.
So you say, hey, my shirt is, where's your shirt from?
I think we should do it on Virgin.
Where's
because
your shirt from?
I can't.
Are you not confident about your trousers? Because I think they look a bit ridiculous. I'll be honest with you.
Rossi says that I came in looking like a bank manager.
No, no, I said you look like a dad.
You look cute.
But who's trying to be like Harry Styles?
But like trousers are in style now. Like if you wear them with an oversized
tee, I put a belt on. I don't usually wear belts with this one, but I put a. Okay, so what we're going to do now is I'm going to recreate a fit check and we'll put it up on the Chris Fade Show's Instagram page.
Okay. But it's really easy.
You guys have to direct. Let's do it now. Go show me. What do I do?
Go on,
okay,
Nala.
So just so set up the camera, Nala.
So if you're not, if you guys are listening to this and you're not like savvy to influencer stuff and like social media stuff, we're learning right now with Pretty and Nala to do a, now, not an outfit check. It's a fit check.
So don't say that. So just be like, okay, so today you're going to start off.
Stop looking at my love handle, Ross.
I'll just, okay, when you wear these trousers, I think you're meant to have long, skinny legs.
No. Yes, I've got stumpy, fat legs. They don't look good on me, I know.
Okay, so you, okay, this is what you want to say. You want to say where your shirt's from, okay, your pants, your belt, your shoes, and also if you want to shout out any jewelry, like maybe your bracelets, where are they from?
Okay.
You don't say fit check.
Okay. Shall I, can I say?
Just say my t-shirt.
Shall I say it for him then?
No.
Okay. Hold on. What's the brand of my shirt?
Zara.
It's Zara. Okay. Well, I mean, okay.
Well, that's a good thing. Are the pants Zara as well?
No.
I
was okay. Say. Ready?
Ready?
Three, two,
so say, one. Like, do a greeting. Like, hey.
Okay.
Go on.
Ready?
Go.
Hi, I'm Chris Fade, and this is my fit check.
Why'd no, you say? Don't say no, that.
This shirt is from H&M.
Zara.
These pants are from Suit Supply.
Yep.
The shoes are from.
This is the worst
Hahn check. Cole.
And your belt.
Cole Hahn.
Belt.
Cole Hahn. Belt. It's $2 from Target in Australia.
Your bracelets.
I don't know. This is my Rocky from Pretty. That's okay. A good Rolex watch. And this is an off-white ring. That's a fitness ring. And I great. Forgot my wedding ring. Oh my gosh.
Okay, now turn her. Now do a little twirl, like show the full outfit. Like this is what you're wearing today. And that's it.
There you go.
It's his first fit check.
I just did a fit check, guys. Am I going to be influencer famous right now?
Probably.
Can I just say, why were you shouting?
Yeah, like, why are you like, because
he has to get the message. He has to get the message across.
Just be like, chill. Like, you just be like, my shirt is Zara.
Could you re-upload that, please? Thank you. Chris Fade Show on the gram. We'll get that up, guys. Please rate it, don't hate it. Rate it, don't hate it, okay? Thank you. It's called Bad Decisions on Virgin Radio. I just think about like 1995 Snoop Dogg, like the gangster rapper that
know,
he was.
I know, right?
And now, like, have we got? Can we hear what he was just? Let's where is it?
We show you listen, rabbit, have some fun and live your life. Help me waste a day and find a place that we can face to face. Let me show you round my hood. Is
like, it's like a nursery rhyme from the gangster rapper that Snoop Dogg was. If you pay him enough money, he will get on a song and give you a nursery rhyme.
Didn't we do that? On your gossip.
I'll tell you how much place
that
how much
we can
face to face. Let me show you around my hood. It's bad meaning bad, like bad meaning good.
Let me show you around my hood. It's bad.
Jack and Jill went up the hill.
Yeah.
So this whole thing that you just heard cost $250,000 for Snoop to sing, only not appear in the music video. Yeah. Just for the verse.
Yeah, you can pay a rapper like Snoop Dogg. If you had $250,000, that's how you do it. And there were a couple of kids out this way that used to pay Flo Rida, Snoop Dogg to appear on their songs because dad had a lot of money.
Mm.
Yeah.
And literally they had this song. And then as a radio station, this is like 12 years ago, I remember. We had this unknown kid come to us and be like, I've just done a song with Flo Rida.
Yeah.
And we're like, what? Now, the kid unfortunately didn't have much talent, but he did this song. Paid Flo Rida.
Yeah.
Mm. And then that was it.
Yep.
I think we played the song once or twice and then.
I think so. And then it kind of went away.
So basically, like, Snoop's just sitting there. People send him a song. He'll record the verse, send it back, and get $250,000.
Yeah, correct.
That's exactly how easy it is for these guys to make cash. I mean, he's putting the hard yards. He's worth it. But still, it was like, it was like Jack and Jill went up the hill.
It's Big Rossi's
Big Pub Quiz.
Okay, he hosts a real pub quiz usually on a Tuesday night.
Tonight it is, yeah.
And he's brought it back now on the show, so we've got some questions. Pretty and I up against each other.
Yeah.
First thing we have to do is write down our team names, right?
Write down your team names on the top of the paper there. Five questions, highest score out of five wins.
Okay.
I think last couple of weeks it's been Pretty Malik who's taken the prize.
We've been back 1 week.
Yeah, but the last couple of times on this pub quiz. But by the way, these five questions that I'm going to give you, I'll also use them tonight in my pub quiz.
Okay.
So if you want to come down, you can get 5 points. Okay, so, all right, repeat after me then. Here we go. Question number one.
Question number one.
Which shared name links an actor who played Captain America and a British radio DJ? What shared name links an actor who played Captain America?
If you're not British, you don't know this answer. You understand that? Like, if you had
who played Captain America? Come on, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, you would have to take a guess. It's a 50-50
chance. It's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know. Because if you're not British, you don't know who the radio presenter is with the same...
Yeah.
Okay.
But you do. That's why I put the question in. Also, why I put this question in. Question number two. Which product commonly used in the shower takes its name from the Hindi word to massage?
Well, that's, again, that's not fair. She's Indian.
Look at his face. Gotta have a guess.
Look at me. I'm saying the word.
Don't you dare. Stop.
I'm saying the word. Look at me, Chris. I'm saying the word.
Start with L?
Don't.
In the shower.
Loafer.
Which product commonly used in the shower takes its name from the Hindi word to massage?
Okay. I'll write it down.
I said the word.
I expect you to get 5 out of 5 on this.
Mm-hmm.
Question number three. Colonel Mustard and Professor Plum are characters in which popular board game?
Next.
Colonel Mustard and Professor Plum... from which board game? That's number three. Number four.
Is that a clue?
No. But that was.
Question number four. Bom dia, means good morning in which European language? Bom dia.
Thought it was Sean Paul. I was going to say Jamaican. Bom dia. In what European language?
It means
language?
Good morning in which European language? Bom dia.
Say it. Go.
Bom dia.
European.
Bom dia.
How did you already get that?
I'm taking a guess, an educated guess, on information that I may know previously.
Okay, last one.
Could have a connection to India as well. That's why you might know it.
Really? I don't know.
And finally, question number five.
Oh, question number five.
Beethoven was such a lovable character that the film had 4 sequels. But what breed of dog was Beethoven? Beethoven, the movie Beethoven. What breed of dog was Beethoven?
I don't know if that's...
We've spoken that long that the music has run out, ladies and gentlemen, but it's
all
okay.
All right, answers are in. Now Pretty and I are up against each other.
Why didn't you...
Here we go.
Okay.
Let's have a look. He's doing the scoring right now to work out who is going to walk away with the big prize, which is humility.
Okay. I'm sorry to say, I can't be giving them that.
Why?
Because
who are you talking
you
about?
Haven't given the full name, both of you.
You said what? Excuse me,
no,
number one.
No, you said
one.
What name shares.
Yeah, you no. didn't Yeah, you didn't yes. say full name.
Right, here's the answers. What shared name links an actor who played Captain America and a British radio DJ, Chris Evans?
Yeah, it's
no,
Evans.
Chris is what?
You put Evans and you put Chris.
Chris Moyles is a British DJ, radio DJ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but I want the full name, Chris Evans.
No.
No, I put Evans because it was Chris
All
Evans.
Right, I'll give you that one then.
Chris Moyles.
She gets it as well because Chris Moyles is a good radio DJ as well.
Yeah, hi, Chris. Question number two.
I'm a better Chris.
But you're KRS.
Yeah. Yours is a girl's name.
so mean.
I'm fine with that.
Number two, the Hindi word to massage, shampoo.
Champa.
What did you write, Chris?
Toothbrush.
Champa.
That's not fair.
Okay. Number three, Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum. Cluedo.
But in the States, it's Clue. In the States, the name of the board game is Clue.
I'm not sure about that. I know it as Cluedo.
I'll show you.
Okay. Bom dia, Portuguese.
I was going to say Portuguese.
But you wrote Swedish.
Yeah, because you said Indian roots, and I know that there's Portuguese.
I only said that because Goa, they speak Portuguese in Goa.
Yes. Can I tell you, Cluedo, known as Clue in North America.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
But we don't really consider North America really a place that we want to reference.
We don't call it Cluedo.
Finally, Beethoven, St. Bernard.
Oh.
What did I write?
You wrote a big dog. Yeah. And you wrote Australian Shepherd. Never heard of that dog before.
So who came first? Who came second?
So on a score of 4 after some amendments here, the winner is Backstreet Girl.
Oh.
And I'm a loser. Help me.
What's up? What's wrong, Rossi?
That's the team name. I'm a loser. Help me.
What? I'm here for you. Whatever you need.
2 out of 10.
Whatever you need.
Two out of five. Sorry.
Honestly, Ross. Whatever you need.
I'm a loser. Help me.
Whatever you need, Rossi. I'm here. Hi, Mia. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Good. You'd like to correct one of the answers? Is that right?
Yes, the spelling actually.
Go ahead.
It's Bon Dia.
Bon Dia.
With an N.
Yes, it can say also Bon Dia in Brazilian, but Bon Dia is from Portugal.
Where are you from?
Portugal.
How would you know?
Yeah, as if you know anything. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. And hello to my sister, Shireen. Love you guys. Good morning. It's 7:07 across the UAE. I was just thinking, when I was a kid, when we were younger, I remember when she just started doing artwork, she wanted a plaster. She was using plaster. You know when you break your hand?
Yeah.
You guys call it plaster?
Plaster of Paris, is it?
What?
Is it plaster of Paris, maybe?
What's plaster of Paris?
It's...
when you break
Paris
your hand.
Paris Hilton's plaster. No, it's actually a type of art plaster.
Anyway, she plastered my whole body and I couldn't breathe and we had to emergency... like, she did my body from neck to my whole body. She plastered it. And then when it started to get hard, I couldn't breathe. I was about 9 years old and I remember going, I can't breathe. And so she had to cut me open. She nearly killed me.
I could just imagine you as a hypochondriac.
It was artwork. That's no word of a lie. If I had her on, she'd remember that.
She's
like, don't tell Mum and Dad. I was 9 years old. She was like 20. There we go. All right.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Take my check to the bank.
Powered by RackBank. Apply for RackBank personal loan and get more out of life. Enjoy high loan amounts with competitive rates, flexible repayments, and quick approvals. Non-salary transfer loans also available. Visit rackbank.ae/PL. Conditions apply.
All right. Faisal, good morning.
Good morning.
My man, what's going on?
Finally. I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm doing all right, brother. How's your Tuesday morning going?
It's going well. Very well.
What do you do?
I'm a civil engineer. I'm on my way to work, actually.
There we go. Civil engineer. We have a few engineers listening. We appreciate all the engineers listening to us. Where are you from, can I ask?
I'm from Jordan.
Jordanian, where I proposed to my wife. You have a beautiful country, Jordan. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
Thank you.
I remember, I don't know where I was, but we...
The citadel you were.
Yeah, no, but I was saying, actually, pretty, it might have been with you.
What?
Because we went...
We went to Jordan together.
We went to Jordan also together.
Yeah.
Remember we went on that, we went on a bus trip and we had that fresh bread in that looking over the mountain area there.
We were on our way to Petra and we stopped for lunch along the way.
Man.
That bread was so good.
Yeah, there was some bread, man. It was so, I remember it. All right, brother. RackBank, Virgin Radio, 10,000 dirhams in your pocket. That's what we want to do for you right now. If you know an answer, say it. If you don't pass, if we have enough time, we'll come back to the ones that you get wrong or that you pass on, okay?
All right.
Here we go, Faisal. He's ready to go. We're ready to go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. Redfu was previously part of which dance duo?
Pass.
The big blue monster, Sully, was from which movie?
Pass.
What female rapper admitted that she used onion juice on her hair?
Cardi B.
Which Canadian singer sings the songs What Do You Mean?
Justin Bieber.
Who plays Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Johnny Depp.
What is the capital of Spain?
Madrid.
What year will the next Football World Cup take place in?
2022.
Finish the movie title. Silver Linings.
Notebook.
True or false, Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas are married.
False.
Ryan Who starred in the Notebook movie.
Gosling.
Redfu was previously part of which dance duo?
I don't know.
But...
You did great.
You did really well. 700 dirhams, all yours. Congratulations.
Whoa. That's very nice. Thank you guys very much.
You did better than I expected, to tell you the truth. Well done. Redfu was part of who? LMFAO. Remember? Do you remember this one?
Yeah, I do. But I've never known his name, actually.
Yeah, that's that was him. The Big Blue Monster, Sully, was from Monsters, Inc. or Monster, Inc. And Silver Linings Playbook. You said Notebook. Facebook, but close. Yeah, well done, man.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, brother. God bless you. That's a pop quiz.
Hollywood status.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
What have you got?
Johnny Depp is going to be directing a film for the first time in 25 years. Mm. The movie is about an Italian artist named Amedeo Modigliani.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah.
He's going to co-produce it with Al Pacino. The last movie that Johnny directed was back in 1997. It was The Brave, which he starred in alongside Marlon Brando.
Okay.
And it's unclear if he's going to star in it yet. It's slowly but surely Johnny Depp is clawing back into the entertainment industry.
I watched a movie that Brianna made me watch yesterday. I'd never seen it before. It was one like from the 80s. It's called Powder. Have you ever watched that thing?
Yes,
I've heard of this movie.
Brilliant. I used to watch that when I was younger.
That's what she said.
It's about the guy who's all white.
He gets struck by lightning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the whole time I was watching, I was like, this role was definitely made for Johnny Depp, but he probably just said no to it because it was very like Edward Scissorhands-like.
Yeah.
He had special powers, didn't he?
Yeah, and he looked... Yeah,
sort of like Stranger Things, but in the 80s.
Yeah, Brianna said it was like one of her favorite movies when she was younger. I thought it was average. I mean, maybe, I don't know.
She probably has nostalgic memories.
But she did say this to me, my wife, and I agree. She goes, there's something about the movies in the 90s. They were the best movies, the 90 movies.
It's true. Yeah.
And yeah. I like the Indiana Jones, Dumb and Dumbers, the
Home Alone.
Like, there's some great movies that come out in the 90s,
but
right?
I don't know if it's because we were younger and our our younger years are attached to those movies.
Maybe.
Or if they're just terrible movies.
True.
We don't know if they're actually good movies.
Yeah, who knows?
But anyways, right. Okay, well, talking about movies, Jennifer Lopez could be starring in a new Marvel movie.
Oh, wow.
Are we ready to see her as a superhero?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Lycra!
All right, steady
down.
On.
I'm just saying.
Director, her name is Kat Coiro. She's currently the director of the upcoming series She-Hulk, Attorney at Law.
Yeah, good one.
She also directed Jennifer Lopez in Marry Me, and she said, my dream is to bring J-Lo into the MCU, which is the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Cool.
So she wants to put it out to the universe that one day J-Lo will be a superhero.
Very nice. Finally, what's the issue between Rihanna and A$AP Rocky?
Well, it's not so much as Rihanna's issue, but I imagine she can't be very happy with this situation. A$AP Rocky is now facing criminal charges for an alleged shooting in Hollywood. He's accused of firing multiple shots at a former friend. Now, prosecutors say Rocky pointed a gun at a man during a heated discussion back in November. Then during a follow-up confrontation, he pulled the trigger and fired two shots in the direction.
Oh my gosh.
Not at the guy, but it kind of like brushed him. So the LAPD has continued to investigate. Do you remember when they got off that private jet and he was arrested all of a sudden?
Yeah, I do remember
that. So this was kind of along with that case as well. That's so we're going to have to see how it goes. Yeah.
Guns in America.
I know.
Guns in America. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, my friend.
Oh, yeah. That sand somewhat settled. Still a little dusty, but better than it was yesterday and the day before, right?
So much better. You can see the Burj Al Arab today.
Yeah. Do we wash our cars?
I feel like maybe just give it one more day.
A quick poll. Are you going to wash your car today? Are you going to wait? 0487155544. Are we washing our cars, guys? Or are we just going to wait right now? 0487155544. We'll do a quick poll across the UAE. I'm not washing. I'm going to wait another day.
I'm going to wait just one more day.
Okay.
I haven't washed mine this year yet.
Is today going to be the washing day?
No.
Oh, you still just don't wash your car?
No, what's the point? It just gets dirty anyway.
All right, there we go. He likes it. He's very presentable, Rossi.
Yeah.
Is it too early to wash our car? Are we waiting for this sandstorm to completely go away? Sharon, hi. How you doing?
Well, how about you guys?
No, I can't hear you, darling. Just take me off that loudspeaker. I'll come back to you. 1 second. Abdul Mo, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right. We're doing well. Are we washing our cars or is it too early?
It's still too early.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay, I'm with you on that one. I'm going to wait one more day.
Just one more day.
All right, one more day on that one. Sharon, we're back to you. Washing or not washing?
No, not yet. Tomorrow, I'll be doing it.
Okay, so you think that there's still some around, right?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm looking
around. See, like, it's definitely going to... We're actually going to have parts of the day where it will be a little bit sunnier. You can tell already, it's not as bad as yesterday.
What happened to the rain that was supposed to come yesterday?
It did rain this morning near Expo.
It did it?
Yeah, this morning it did rain.
Please don't mention Expo.
Oh, I'm sorry, it hurts.
It hurts me every time. It's like a girlfriend that you broke up with that you still loved.
Miss you, Expo.
Expo.
Sing this, no, the song, you love it.
This is my time.
Follow me.
Follow me.
We miss you, Expo.
We do. What's going on? You're good?
I'm good, but I'm very intrigued as to what this new invention is.
Okay, so obviously the last couple of days here in the country, we have gone through a sandstorm.
Yeah.
And it's interesting when you go through a sandstorm because a lot of your friends from overseas, I don't know if you get the same thing.
Yes, all the time.
They're like, wow, you guys really get sandstorms. And we're like, yeah. And I took a few videos of me just sort of as I was going down the road of Shakeshad Road. You couldn't see anything, right? They're
wow,
it's like Mission Impossible.
Well, it's been here since, I think, what was it, Saturday maybe?
Saturday to Sunday,
yeah. Because I remember going out on my Vespa on Sunday and it was bad.
There it is. He has to make sure he mentions his Vespa every show. He got it in, ladies and gentlemen.
Cha-ching.
Well done. I can't believe we did not discover this product earlier on.
What is it?
Now, a lot of us, when we go through a sandstorm, you'll wake up, the car's got it, sand in it, you'll wake up, there'll be sand in your sort of under your bedroom door possibly, or the welcoming door.
Even sand in your shoes.
There is sand in the shoes, right?
Yeah.
There's a song about that, right? I found this product that we all need. If you live in this country, in the UAE, you've got this and you need it.
Tell me.
I've got the commercial. Can I play it for you?
Yeah. What is it called?
You'll hear it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Are you sick and tired of having sand within your shoes, your hair, and even your clothes?
Yes, we are.
Not to worry. We are here to help you. MakeTheSandGoAway.com.
MakeTheSandGoAway.com.
Oftentimes here in the UAE, you will walk around and you will get sand within your shoes. Sometimes even within your ear. Now, thanks to MakeTheSandGoAway.com.
MakeTheSandGoAway.com.
We will simply come and suck it all away. Like this. Using the state of art technology that we have, we will suck all the sand from increment places that you don't like. Don't believe me? Listen to our satisfied customers.
I was lying on the beach with my stomach out and I rolled over and some sand got in my belly button. I couldn't get it out, so I called MakeTheSandGoAway.com and it all just got sucked away.
So, I went for a walk, right, with Pummi the other day. And then in my sneaker, I got some sand. I said, oh, goodness, again, every day, same problem. Then I called MakeTheSandGoAway.com. They sucked it away. And you know what? My sneakers are shiny, shiny, white, white.
MakeTheSandGoAway.com.
Wow. MakeTheSandGoAway.com.
We have such powerful equipment that sometimes we may even suck you.
What?
Now the power's too strong, you're going to suck it away.
Ahmed, I did it again. I sucked up one of our customers.
What?
Not a problem, though, because we have a suck-back guarantee.
What?
MakeMySandGoAway.com, only for a limited time across the UAE. By now, we'll give you 2 sucks for free.
If you want it, let me know. I've got a deal right now.
I don't want it.
4 for the price of 1. It's yours. Come on.
No,
go. Man. April, you want the product, right? You're ready. You're ready for it.
Yes, the best ad ever.
Yeah, no, honestly, MakeTheSandGoAway.com. It's a hit, right? How many do you want?
I think I'll want everything.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll get it. We'll get that done for you, April. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll get rid of all the sand for you.
There's no way you want that sand to be in different parts of your body. That's very annoying, right?
Yeah, it is.
All right, well, listen, thanks so much. I appreciate that, April. Have a great morning. And 17 are coming towards you. I've just going to get them delivered. Hold on.
Discounted rate.
Yeah, it's only 48,000 dirhams. It's great. I'm going to play you a song right now, which is going to be pretty cool. But I want to ask you something, because the other day, when I take photos with people sometimes, and I love taking a photo with someone that listens to the show, I realize, especially for the females, they have a left or a right-hand side.
Yeah.
So I get told what side I've got to go on.
Ah.
Okay? I get told what side I have to go on. Is it on my left-hand side or is it on my right-hand side?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what I want to ask you right now, do you have a side?
Right.
Do you have a side when you take a photo? Must you be on the left-hand side? must you be on the right-hand side? Why do we have sides pretty?
I guess some people think, well, you know, our faces are not symmetrical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like one side of our face is different from the other side of our face.
Okay, so
some people prefer one side of the face to the other.
Do you have a side?
No, I don't care.
You don't care. Nala, do you have a side?
Yes, I do.
What do you do? What side?
My side is left because if I stand on my right, for some reason, my nose, the bone in the middle shows more if I'm on the right side rather than the left.
So your side is what?
Left.
Left side.
Yes.
Interesting. All right. So do you have a side when you take a photo? Do you even care? And here is the song that I'm talking about. It's called Left and Right. Charlie Puth, Jungkook, right here on Virgin Radio. Give me a call. Do you have a side? Shahrazad, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm Shahrazad, yes.
All right. Shahrazad, you're a photographer, are you?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, this may help us. Is there such thing as a side? Like as a photographer, when you're taking a photo, do you look for a left or a right-hand side?
So in the face, you mean, or
yeah,
the
like
camera?
I guess more mainly in the face, yeah.
So I usually ask if they have, they prefer a side, and so like some people have left side, some people have right. So it's like very random.
Have you ever like started taking photos of someone and then you realize that their left side maybe be better than their right, and you start focusing on the left, or vice versa?
Very few times, maybe once or twice, but usually I just ask. So I can kind of see that somebody is preferring one side over the other.
Right.
Sure.
And sure. I feel like the younger generation mostly has like a side.
Okay.
As compared to the older generation.
You're right. I think my daughters have a side. I really do think my daughters have a side already. That's crazy.
Any tips on how to avoid a double chin on a photo? Asking for a friend.
Yeah, put your tongue on the top of your mouth, right, or something?
Just get the camera higher.
Get the camera higher.
And tip your chin lower a bit.
Okay, keep your chin down.
You look great. Oh, Rossi, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
All right, Shahrazad, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Imran, you've got a side?
I got a side, but it depends on the hairstyle, I believe. I'm a photographer, actually. So, you know, sometimes they have a right hairstyle, right side, so you have to take pictures from left side. So that's the only difference I can think of.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Mm. If I've parted my hair a certain way, because if I parted it to the left, that means the left side of my face is hidden. Okay. So I'm taking a photo, I have to show my right side.
So you'll go on that side.
But not because I prefer it, just because of the hairstyle.
You posted a photo the other day and you had a night. And I wanted to talk to you about this.
Oh gosh, here we go. Now what did I do? Oh,
you're wearing a dress. The split was a little bit too much
The slit.
What did I say? The split.
The split.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Slit was pretty. You're a married woman. Stop.
Yeah, and I work out every day.
I understand.
Let me tell you, I work out every day.
Well, this one.
Yeah, I mean, look at the... Now, because of that slit on the right-hand side, did you stand a particular way or, you know...
No. I'm facing the camera head on.
Mm. Yeah, well...
We'll
have a discussion about that off the radio now. You send us messages all the time. Melissa, what's up?
Chris, help me find love in the sandpit.
Chris, help me find love in the sandpit, being AKA right here in the UAE. How long you been here for?
I've been here for a year and a half.
Okay, so you're sort of new. You're sort of new. And have you had no relationship in that year and a half?
Yes, but long distance.
Oh, you were doing a long distance relationship?
Yeah.
Now you're single?
Now I'm single.
And ready to mingle.
Yeah, I mean, from the sound of it, I don't know, I could be completely judging this incorrectly, but you're looking for someone, like you want to settle down with someone, you want to find your husband, right?
Yeah, well, slow steps, but yes, ideally I would love to find my husband.
Okay. What do you look for? What are you looking for? Give me some of the qualities. Be real right now. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a best friend.
Oh, that's cute. Best friend.
So someone that you can kind of have fun with, someone that you can spend your days with. Yeah.
Now, Rossi's already stalked you on Instagram.
Oh my goodness, you're
and he's
such
showing
a
me
creeper.
A photo of you. You know, that's what Rossi's done right now. He's already gone on your Instagram page.
Well, no, I just wanted to because I'm trying to. I've got
you're so creepy.
I could have potential, partners. I'm 40 years of age. How old are you? Like my friends are 40. Oh, this is. Melissa, sorry.
I'm 31.
31 you are. Okay.
And okay, so apart from finding your best friend, tell me some, like, be real. Like, what do you like for, like, in a partner?
Someone to make me laugh, someone that is, I guess, honest, loyal.
Honest and loyal, yeah, that's
very
that's
important.
Two big things. I mean, and you
maybe someone, you know, to go to the snow cinema with you again, or go to
stop. Get off her Instagram.
I'm lying to you. I'm going to the snow cinema today.
All right. Well, someone that likes to go watch the movies in the snow. Are you? I mean, obviously, physically, what are we after? Are we after someone tall, short, dark hair, blonde, or it doesn't matter?
Tall. I'm quite tall. I'm about 1'7".
Mm-hmm.
Look, when we were younger, I think everyone was more based on looks. But now I'm just looking for personality. Like I said, a best friend.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, well...
Well, it's, I feel like...
I don't know. What do? Do we put it out now and we wait for men to come in? I don't know. Like, I don't want to be responsible for something that doesn't work.
That's very true.
Do you know what I mean? That doesn't work.
I listen to your radio station every day, wherever I drive to, and there's been so many times where I've, like, thought, should I reach out? Because I can't find love for myself. Aww. Do I reach out? Radio and ask them to help me find love.
I can see you're like quite an active I can see you're quite active. Do you have any hobbies? Because this is a good way to find a partner. My sister-in-law, she's also going through the same thing, and she joined a roller skating club here in Dubai called the Mad Rollers, and she's met someone. So
See, that works.
So do you do any activities like that?
No, I haven't really found hobbies yet. I don't enjoy, which I recently discovered, but I enjoy, I love cooking.
Cooking classes.
Yeah.
There's some good cooking classes around the city, like bread making courses and different things like that. Maybe you can meet someone there.
Do stuff like that.
All right. Well, listen, let me just throw it out. If anyone's interested in possibly going on a cooking, maybe you guys go cook together, or we'll organize something maybe.
Like a cooking class.
We can organize something. We can organize something.
Yeah.
And just get you guys introduced. Feel free to WhatsApp us right now. Let us know a little bit about you. I will filter them, Melissa. I'll have a chat to a few of these guys. I don't want to say that we're doing any matchmaking on the show, but I will just see if there's any introductions that we can possibly make.
Maybe you can make a new friend.
How does? Yeah, just looking for a friend. Is that? Can we try that, Mel?
Yes, definitely. I would love that. I'm so open to that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Let's see how we go. We'll keep you posted for the moment. Just, can you hold on for me? Can you hold on?
Yes, of course.
All right, cool. Well, there we go. Well, are you looking for a friend? Maybe Melissa's your friend.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Yeah. I think this is a cool way to start. Rather than saying we're matchmaking.
No, it's too much
a
pressure.
A relationship is too much. Just too if much you want to just go hang out maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially during these times.
Yeah.
Mm.
What times?
What does that mean?
Like corona and that. It's more difficult, isn't it?
No, what do you mean?
You haven't mentioned COVID since the beginning of the pandemic.
Everything's open. What are you talking about? Clubs are back and everything.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
What is going
Rossi's
on?
Just, I'm in 2019, 2021 or whatever.
2020, dude. 2020. That's when the COVID is.
Muhammad, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Mate, you heard Mel. What were your thoughts?
Yes, definitely. It is hard here in UAE to find a partner, especially with all the busy life that's happening, and a lot of people have different agenda when they are going into relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it is definitely hard to really find the real partner here.
I always hear the girls say that there's no good guys left in the country. They're all taken.
Mm.
Muhammad, you sound like a good guy.
Thank you. I'm trying to be.
What do you do? What do you do for a living?
I work in hospitality. I manage food and beverage department in one of the hotels in Dubai.
Oh, nice stuff, man. And can I ask, longest relationship?
Last relationship, I would say maybe 8 years ago.
8 years ago?
Yeah, 8 years.
And how long was that relationship for?
It lasted 3.5 years until she cheated on me.
The heartbreak.
Yeah.
Now, do you have trust issues? Like, do you have trust issues now?
Kind of, yeah. Because that's after normal. 3.5 years, like, you know, okay, this is the one, we're meant to be together, yeah. And then I found out she's coming from another person.
Yeah, Bella, so. Women, mate, really.
Excuse you.
No, because us men always get blamed so quickly, you know what I mean? It does happen sometimes in the reverse. Hey, Mo, we're going to have your details, all right? And we may see what we can do here, all right? I'm not no promising from my end right now, but just I know that you guys are both lonely. Just looking to you're looking for a friend, right, Mo? Like at the end of the day, you just want to like maybe meet someone you can start off as friends, yeah?
Correct.
All right, Mel, we've got you back on. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. So we took a few calls. You know, we spoke to a Muhammad just now as well, who he's also looking possibly just for a friend. Are you still interested in this possible, just like, you know, casual, maybe go for a cooking class or something?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll have a chat to you off the radio about it as well.
Okay.
And just see how you both are feeling and maybe get you guys to...
talk to you. I don't know.
Actually, can you get Mo back on for a second? Just get Mo back on for a sec.
This is good, yes.
Mel, I just want you just this is just a casual chat. Muhammad, this is Melissa. Just say hello to each other.
Hi, Melissa.
Good morning, Muhammad. How are you?
So I'm very good. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
I just want to say you are not alone in this. I know being hard in your ear, especially living alone and not having someone to talk to, someone close. So I totally get this. I totally understand how it can be frustrated for you and for the rest of us here in your ear.
Yeah.
How is your day going so far?
It's good. It's a beautiful morning. It's not too hot.
That's good. Going to work or off today?
I actually just got off the treadmill.
Excuse me?
I said I've just gotten off the treadmill.
Ah, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, relaxing day.
All right, we'll leave it there. It's so cute.
He's got the lines.
Yeah.
Shine, Mo. I love you, Mo. Well, listen, Mel and Mo. Oh, look, both M's.
M and M.
Let's chat about this off air as well, because I just want to make sure everything's cool there. But just I just want to say thanks to you both. That was cool. I'm glad that we're sharing this little insight with each other. So thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for the podcast.
I like it. All right. We'll keep you updated. That was cute, wasn't it, pretty?
Yeah, it was super cute. I mean, it's hard.
It's hard when you're trying to get into a relationship, finding someone.
I mean, you know, people saying there's no good man here in the UAE, ladies, there is, because Chris and I, we both found our partners here.
That's right, yep, we're good men. Few.
But you know, okay, can I tell you something? So, you know the show that I've been talking about nonstop, Indian Matchmaking, right, on Netflix?
Yeah.
So I'm watching this show, and I'm looking at these really great men and women who seem like they're so put together.
Yeah, they're crazy.
No. Yeah. That you look at them and you go, why is it so hard to find people? And then they start talking about it. The apps, the websites, the events, these things. All these different things that someone has to do in 2022.
To what?
To try to talk to someone. It's insane.
Just go up to someone and talk to them.
But I don't think it works that way anymore.
Yes, it does. You give me, listen.
Of course it does.
Give me a best, like. Let's see, Brianna.
Where were you? Were you Pasha?
When I met Brianna?
Oh, no, it was online, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, let's be honest here. You know, there's obviously no chance of me struggling to find a woman. No, but like, I think we think about it too much sometimes, and you really play it in your head. Like, sometimes you just have to go up and say hello to someone, and that's all it needs. We all just keep our heads down on our phones these days.
Yeah.
We don't talk to people. Even at work, we don't talk to people at work anymore. We're all fixated on our work. We got to do this. Then we get on our phones, we leave. Talk to people. Have conversations with people. The more people that you talk to, the more chance of you actually meeting someone. It's like a job. If you're looking for a job, apply for 1,000 jobs. I'm telling you now, you'll get 5. But there are people here going, oh, I can't get a job. How many you applied for? 15.
You sound like one of my friends that I used to go out with.
What do you mean?
You just keep going. You get lots of knockbacks, but there'd always be one.
There'd always be one, right? That's the thing. That's exactly right. That's my whistle on that One Republic song. I didn't want to tell you guys that.
Okay, sure.
Ryan Tedder from One Republic requested my whistle, and I gave it to him.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys don't believe me, right? I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah, I believe you.
I really don't believe,
believe you.
You don't believe me, I don't believe you. Fine, that's fine.
Do you remember when they came and we interviewed them?
I do.
And they were fascinated by your mobile phone.
And I gave them a whole demonstration about my phone. And they commented on my beard. Cute. One Republic right there. Virgin Radio. Doreen, hi.
Yep. Hi. Good morning.
Well, we were talking to Melissa earlier on about looking for someone possibly. Not just love, but looking for a partner, maybe a friend. A little bit lonely here. You're in the same boat.
Yep.
How long you been single?
For almost 8 years now.
8 years.
Wow.
Were you married before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm a single mother.
Single mama doing it.
Yeah, it's not easy to find a good partner or a future husband as well for a single mother.
Do you find some guys just run away as soon as they realize that you got kids?
True.
Yeah, they don't want that responsibility. Yeah, I know that feeling. I mean, I was a dad with kids, you know what I mean?
Mm. You're still a dad with kids.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Just to clarify.
No, when I was divorced, I was saying I was a father.
You were single.
I was a single guy with kids.
Single dad.
Yeah.
Now you're a married man with kids.
Yeah, and what Chris is saying is it's possible to find a partner even though you have kids.
Yeah, you'll find someone. Have you gone through, like, have you had any relationships since the divorce?
Yeah, I tried to, but I found that it's just a waste of time, so I decided to get out of it quickly.
Why was it a waste of time?
Because the other partner would not show the right characteristics that match my ask or my quality of man that I want.
Mm.
So you find them a lot here. They want to waste time and, you know, just want to hang
out. Yeah, they're not looking for a long term relationship. They're just, you know,
even with the short term, they don't have any, you know, they're not mature enough to understand what a relationship is like.
Sure. Sure. Mm. Now, I'll tell you, there'd be a guy sitting here listening to this or somewhere in the country that is divorced and has kids and probably feels the same.
Yeah, that's true.
But for the counterpart, you know?
You're totally right.
So how do you try? Obviously, you try to find someone, but how do you do it? Is it on apps? Is it on social? Is it going out? What do you do, Doreen?
To be honest, I don't.
Okay.
And I don't have the time to do that, but it's just, when you bump into someone and you start the conversation and find out that, you know, they're not the right person. But I don't seek it, but I'm just, it's an interesting topic that you guys have brought up today morning, and that's why I'm on the call with you.
Yeah, no, I like it. I think, can I tell you something that I think as well that you've got to do is, and I'm not saying that you have a bad attitude about it, but I'm saying putting out the good energy as well. Like, I think if we go around thinking that there's no one, they're all drop kicks, they're hopeless, they're this, that's what you're going to get. But
are you talking about like manifesting a little bit?
I'm not saying manifest. I'm just saying let's just reduce the negativity in the situation.
Mm.
I don't like using that whole manifest.
But that's what you're saying. You're saying put out, be positive about it, have a positive outlook on it, and you think it'll attract the good energy.
100%, because, you know, Doreen, you're doing a good job if you're a single mom as well,
right?
Yeah,
getting that done.
Yeah,
100%.
Smashing it.
How old are the kids or kids or kid?
One kid who's
12. 12? You got one 12-year-old. Oh, that's beautiful. That's a good age. Yeah. Baby boy or girl?
A boy.
Boy. Oh, look at him looking after. He's going to look after mama.
Aww.
He's going to look after mama.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
But I think that is good advice.
There are possibilities, and yes, I'm with Chris with the negativity part, but I'm saying in general, it could come and it could happen with like Chris's case. You could meet a partner who's good here, but in general, most of them, they're not.
Yeah, I know. I get that. And, you know, even with Brianna and I, like, you know, she came into my life, you know, I had two kids and I was divorced. We had to work on that. It wasn't like she was like, yes, this is what I always wanted. I wanted a guy who's been married with two kids. This is what I was like.
She
didn't want that, but we had to sort of work at that together and show each other what we have. And, you know, it wasn't an easy thing. So I think anything, like, don't give up on relationships too easy as well. Like, don't just, that doesn't work. He doesn't want what I want. I'm out. You know, like, I think just give it some time, and you'll realize at the end of the day, you know, love, respect, you know, is what you sort of want from each other.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. I definitely agree.
Well, listen,
not gonna give up.
Don't give up. Keep us posted, okay, Deep?
Thank you.
All right. Love that. We'll do some more. We'll try to do some more on this show sometime. Not now. I'm saying throughout the year. I'll try to set something up. I want to do like a Chris Faye show matchmaker sort of feel. You know what I mean? I don't know how we do it, but like the right way. And I don't want it to be like trashy.
No.
So I'm here to meet someone. There's one guy out one night. Like,
No.
I'm talking about people that really want to find people.
Why was the trashy part British then?
Can I ask?
It's just what came out. Over the last 7 years, it's not like it's new.
Seven.
This guy, it's non-stop.
Yeah.
Hold on. I've realized 3rd of July 2011 was my first
working. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about how long this conversation's been going for.
Yeah,
it's probably about the same time.
Rossi asks a question that I find pretty rude, and I've told him so many times, you can't ask that question.
Why?
Ask the question. Ask it to... Just ask it.
Just ask it. Go ahead.
How much are you guys on?
Now, I've got Sheena in, who's part of us, obviously.
And she's the most diplomatic, polite person.
That we know, I think.
Yeah. So,
and now she's moved up in the employment ranks.
I've also got Phone Guy Eddie here in the studio as well. Hi, so, Phone Guy Eddie.
Also
probably
Howdy. Between
Sheena and Eddie, two of the nicest, realest humans that we work with.
Thanks.
Rossi,
where's this going? I'm nervous.
Wait for it.
He just asks us all the time how much you want.
How much money you're making.
How much do you make? How much do you earn?
What's your salary?
If we do an event or we host something, how much you get paid for that? And I always look at him, I go, that's just not a question that you ask. Like, it's not an appropriate question. He thinks it totally is. He gets offended by the, we're all friends. We all should know. Now, he says that. It's also the same guy that says, you're just my work colleagues. You're not my friends.
he literally just said it 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Rossi. It's true.
Well, I just feel as though I tell you everything from when I go to the little boy's room to relationship dramas.
Very different from money. So before we give anything, Sheena, Eddie, if you are asked the question by someone, how much do you make? Is it appropriate?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Nope, it's not.
In my experience, every time someone has shared that information with me, it's usually led to me feeling pretty bad about honest.
What does it do to you?
It just doesn't make you feel good to know, because it's almost like putting a monetary value on somebody else, and then you feel like, oh, I'm not worth as much, or you start comparing, and I don't think we need to be comparing. We're all kind of on our own journey, working as hard as we can to try and get the best that we can for ourselves and be happy for other people.
And that's, I think, the response that we always say is like, it's what you do and it's for you. It's not for sort of other people, you know?
And there's a reason why HR doesn't publish those figures to everybody. Yeah. Otherwise, they'll just put up on a board and say, hey, everybody, this is how much you're all on.
Could you imagine that?
Disaster.
Well, that is disaster.
Well, should be fair.
What? But you don't know. You have no authority to say it's fair. You can only say if it's fair for yourself.
Yeah, like, who is the fair police?
There isn't one. It's the problem. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah.
If I were to ask you what you're on, would you tell me?
Absolutely not. No. I mean, I would.
0487155444. 0487155444. No, that's not my salary. That's the number.
Not far off.
Is Rossi okay asking this question? Are we thinking it's offensive, but it's actually not? Should he have the right to know what everyone else earns? Should we all know? I mean, that's what you're basically asking right now.
I feel as though we work together. We spend so much time together. We know everything about each other.
We spend less time than other people spend together at the workplace.
You probably know more about me than I know about you, but I feel like we should know this information.
But that's the thing, only you feel that way.
I
know why you don't feel that way.
I just want to get the name. You don't know that. Abdi Jaff, is it? Am I getting that name right?
Abhijit, yes.
Abhijit, okay. Abhijit, yeah. What are your thoughts? You're hearing this. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts on this particular topic is I find that Rossi is right. You can ask your close friends how much they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, close friends I'm cool with.
I mean, at least in a circle, definitely it's not bad knowing how much they earn, and maybe you could do something for yourself to earn that much.
Mm. Okay, now I have a question. Abhijeet, hold on. Abhijeet, I'm talking first. Go.
I just feel like a lot of companies have, it's very crystal clear, like...
No, it's not.
A lot of like, you know, teachers, for instance, they all know how much each other's getting because there's a system.
Okay. So, Abhijeet, do you know how much your inner circle earns and do they know the same information about you?
Yes, they do.
Okay, and you're comfortable sharing that?
I'm 100% comfortable sharing that.
Okay. Yeah, close friends that don't work in the same environment, I'm not against.
Yeah.
Have you told someone that?
Your family, your brother, my cousin, my closest friend, like that. But when you're in the same environment, that's when I believe it shouldn't happen. Judith, what are your thoughts?
So I think it's not okay to ask, but apart from it probably being perceived as rude, I think...
Sorry, Judith, I think you've got us on loudspeaker. I can't hear you. Are you able to take us off? Is that possible?
Yes.
I heard that she said it's okay to ask, and I agree with Rossi.
No, she didn't say that.
Could you just pick it up again?
No.
There we go.
I didn't say that. No, I said I think it's perceived as rude in lots of cultures. Mm. But apart from that, I think it probably shows Rossi's insecurity a little bit.
Oh, that's what we said.
Why would you ask that question?
Yeah, that's right. It's your insecurities, mate. Go look at yourself. Judith, speaking the truth.
No, I mean, speaking the truth. I just think that we should all be equal, including you. I should have been on the same as you, because people like me like you. So, you know what I mean?
That's so sad to witness.
So, what do we do, Sheena Eddie? What do we do when he says these things? What should we do?
Ignore him.
Best advice ever, Eddie. That's it for us for your Tuesday. Thanks for hanging out. It was a cute little show. Rekindling people, trying to get them to find love, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? There are many of us alone here in the country, so don't feel alone if you do feel alone, all right? But we're working on something here.
We'll try. We'll try our best.
Yeah, we will continue to try our best. Mm-hmm. We're back tomorrow. Obviously, your pop quiz returns at 7:10. Let's get you all that cash in your pocket. Have yourselves a great day. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.